33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The path that food takes from a pasture to your plate is designed for a society that does not currently exist. Traditional supply chains and demand trends have been completely disrupted by COVID-19, along with almost everything else. The price for cattle has tanked, so too dairy and poultry, and it's unclear what cotton demand is going to look like, given that fewer people will be buying clothes. The economic wreckage seems almost too great to tally, and yet the folks at Texas A&M appear to have done just that in a new report that takes a holistic look at the effects of COVID-19 on Texas agriculture. Here to tell us more is one of its authors, Joe Outlaw. He is the co-director of the Agriculture and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University. Professor Outlaw, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Well, thanks for having me.
When you tallied up the potential losses from all the crops and livestock produced here in Texas, what was the final number that you arrived at, Professor?
Well, at this point, it's a pretty good guess, but it's 6 to 8 billion is what we're looking at if things don't change prior to crop harvest. My 6 to 8 billion is really kind of on the low side, meaning that it could be much higher.
When you say 6 to 8 billion, are you talking about in year one, or what is the time frame that you have?
In the 2020 year, this calendar year.
Is there any way of knowing, like, if everything were to stop today and return to normal, how bad the impact would be? I mean, maybe that's taking it too far down the line.
Well, it's so difficult because, as you mentioned in your open, the food supply chain is, I don't want to say it's broken, but it is severely damaged. And getting the livestock side, especially right now with the feed yards being backed up because the packing plants, a lot of them have closed due to the virus. And when that happens, that this disrupts everything, and it sends bad price signals down all the way to the cow-calf producer. And so it's kind of difficult at this point to say. Our initial report there says 6 to 8 billion, and I feel very comfortable that if that could easily be the low side of things.
But it sounds like you're describing vulnerabilities in the supply chains that have been there all along. It's just that they're making their presence felt right now, right?
Right. And you know, I use this term a lot, the just-in-time marketing chain where, you know, just like milk and why it was dumped. And when schools closed and the other restaurants started closing, that's a big segment of fluid milk consumption. And so, you know, it's a perishable product and it has to go somewhere like that to be drank, or it needs to be processed. And if it's in the wrong place to be processed, meaning there's not a cheese plant or butter plant somewhere, then that's what happens. You get dumping. And so, you know, when you work on a system that's used to working flawlessly, or at least to most people, it appears to be flawless, and you start having problems, then everybody can see what's wrong.
Professor, are there any commodities that are pandemic-proof? If you're a farmer, is there anything you can do at this point?
Well, you know, it's kind of crazy because all this happened right after kind of in Texas planting decisions had been made. People had bought seed, and then all this happened. But really, there's two crops that have actually come out of this in better shape than they have been recently, and that's rice and wheat. And not better in terms of they're doing great, but relatively speaking, their prices are either held at not too good levels, but they've held, or they're actually higher than they had been prior to all these problems. Because
Why rice
staples,
and wheat?
Rice
staples.
And wheat are food staples around the world, and it's kind of unprecedented. If a person had rice to sell, they could sell it for more right now than they could have for the last 10 years.
Wow.
But the problem is Texas producers don't store this long from last year's crop, so there isn't really rice to be had. That's why the price is so high.
Any relief in sight for Texas producers, Professor?
Well, certainly. If we can get more people to going back to food service, because that makes up about half of how people used to eat before.
You're talking about restaurants and that sort of thing?
Yes, all the institutional things, restaurants, hospitals, schools. Once the supply chain was geared up to serve institutional products, and now suddenly we didn't have that market anymore. Getting that geared back up will certainly get us back to closer to normal. But this is going to take a while to work through. I have no idea how long that would be, but I would say if we went back to business as usual in the economy, it's still going to take the supply chain a while to catch up.
Joe Outlaw is co-director of the Agriculture and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University. Professor Outlaw, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Sure.